Lesson 16, the six types of verb form 1. Lesson 3 illustrated fa'ala as a model pattern for the active voice of the past tense verb. This is actually only one of several possible patterns. In lesson 3, we used fa'ala as a means of highlighting the way to conjugate the past tense verb, and now we'll discuss some of the different patterns that can exist for the past tense verb. Before we move forward, you should know that patterns for the past tense verb can be formed in two different ways. Some patterns involve vowelling the base letters alone, while others involve the addition of designated non-base letters. If a pattern contains the base letters alone, then it's classified as verb form 1. And as a side note, those patterns which contain other additional non-base letters are not discussed in this volume. The active voice for the past tense of verb form 1 has three possible vowelling patterns: fa'ala, which was covered in lesson 3, fa'ila, and fa'ula. And you'll note, if you compare each of these patterns, that the fa and the lam position are always vowelled with a fathah, but the vowelling of the ayn position varies. Now, as you learn new words and new verbs, any given three-letter base will use only one of the three Form 1 active voice past tense patterns, meaning only one of the three of the following three: fa'ala, fa'ila, or fa'ula. For example, the base letters seen, mim, and ayn, which join together to form the meaning of to hear, use the pattern fa'ila, and therefore it forms semi'a, he heard. On the other hand, the base letters kaf, ra, and mim, to be noble, use the pattern fa'ula to form karuma. Now, the particular pattern used by any given set of base letters actually needs to be memorized and is found in the dictionary. The passive voice of the past tense of verb form 1 always uses the pattern fu'ila, and this pattern was covered in lesson 3 as well. All the patterns of the past tense verb, regardless of whether it's active or the passive voice, are always conjugated using the suffixes illustrated in lesson 3. And what you need to remember is that when you conjugate each of the active voice patterns of verb form 1, the ayn position will always retain its particular vowelling. So, for example, in the case of semi'a, which actually uses the pattern fa'ila, you will conjugate it as follows: semi'a, semi'a, semi'u, semi'at, semi'ata, semi'na, etc. So you'll note that the suffixes or the endings that you used in lesson 3 are the same, but the ayn position, the mim in this particular case, retains its kasra. Now, in the case of the passive voice, you'll always use the pattern fu'ila. So the passive for semi'a will be sumi'a, and will be conjugated as follows: sumi'a, sumi'a, sumi'u, sumi'at, sumi'ata, sumi'na, etc. Lesson 4 illustrated yaf'alu as a model pattern for the active voice of the present tense verb. Now again, this is only one of several possible patterns. The present tense verb always begins with either a hamza, a ta, a ya, or a noon. And in verb form 1, this prefix letter will always be vowelled with a fathah. There are three possible patterns for the active voice of the present tense verb. They are as follows: yaf'alu, yaf'ilu, and yaf'ulu. The passive voice of the past tense of verb form 1 always takes the pattern of yuf'alu, and this pattern was covered in lesson 4. Now, all patterns of the present tense verb, whether active or passive, are always conjugated using the suffixes illustrated in lesson 4. So if you recall, in lesson 4, we learned the conjugations of the present tense verb, and this will apply regardless of the pattern that you use. But when conjugating each of the three active voice present tense patterns, the ayn position will always retain its particular vowelling. So for example, in the case of the base letters dad, ra, and ba, which mean to hit, they use the pattern yaf'ilu to form yadribu. Yadribu is then conjugated as follows: yadribu, yadribani, yadribuna, tadribu, tadribani, yadribna. You'll note that the endings are the same that you learned in lesson 4, but in this particular case, the ayn position, dad, retains its kasra. The appendices of this book include a complete conjugation of the base letters daraba to illustrate the principles of this particular lesson. Once familiar with the three possible Form 1 past tense patterns, and the three possible Form 1 present tense patterns, you should know that each set of base letters will use only one of the three past tense patterns and only one of the three active voice present tense patterns. For example, the base letters daraba, which are used throughout the appendices, use the pattern fa'ala for the active voice past tense and use the pattern yaf'ilu for the active voice present tense. Now, if you combined all the variations allowed in both the active past and the active present tense, in total, 9 combinations result. These are illustrated in Figure 16.1. Of these 9 conjugations, only 6 are used in practice, and these are actually called the 6 types of verb form 1. In order to illustrate these 6 types of verb form 1, I have provided 6 model verbs in Table 16.3. These models provide a rhyme for memorizing each of the individual types of verb form 1. Once you've memorized these 6 types, you will have essentially memorized all of the possibilities, and any new base letters that you encounter will actually fall under one of these 6 types. Table 16.3 must be memorized as follows. Nasara yansuru nasran fahuwa nasir, nusira yunsaru nasran fahuwa mansur, al-amru minhu unsur, wal-nahyu anhu la tansur, al-zarfu minhu mansarun, wal-alatu minhu minsarun, af'alu at-tafdili minhu ansaru, wal-mu'annathu minhu nusra. Once you've memorized an individual type of Form 1, you should then practice conjugating each of the individual forms. For example, nasara should be conjugated through the past tense as follows. Nasara, nasara, nasaru. Nasarat, nasarata, nasarna, etc. Yansuru should also be conjugated through the present tense as follows. Yansuru, yansurani, yansuruna. Tansuru, tansurani, yansurna, etc. Nasirun should be conjugated through the active voice as follows. Nasirun, nasiran, nasirin. Nasirani, nasiraini, nasiraini, etc. Using each of the individual patterns provided in this rhyme will allow you to practice the conjugations that have been taught throughout the lessons of this book. Moving on to type B. Daraba yaduribu darban fahuwa darib. Duriba yudrabu darban fahuwa madrub. Al-amru minhu idrib, wal-nahyu anhu la tadrib. Al-zarfu minhu madribun, wal-alatu minhu midrabun. Af'alu at-tafdili minhu adrabu, wal-mu'annathu minhu durba. Type C. Sami'a yasma'u sam'an fahuwa sami'. Sumi'a yusma'u sam'an fahuwa masmu'. Al-amru minhu isma', wal-nahyu anhu la tasma'. Al-zarfu minhu masma'un, wal-alatu minhu misma'un. Af'alu at-tafdili minhu asma'u, wal-mu'annathu minhu sum'a. Type D. Fataha yaftahu fathan fahuwa fatih. Futiha yuftahu fathan fahuwa maftuh. Al-amru minhu iftah, wal-nahyu anhu la taftah, al-zarfu minhu maftahun, wal-alatu minhu miftahun, af'alu at-tafdili minhu aftahu, wal-mu'annathu minhu futha. Type E. Karuma yakrumu karman fahuwa karim, al-amru minhu ukrum, wal-nahyu anhu la takrum, al-zarfu minhu makramun, wal-alatu minhu mikramun, af'alu at-tafdili minhu akramu, وَالْمُؤَنَّثُ مِنْهُ كُرْمَا. Note that type E does not form the passive voice of the past tense, or the present tense, or the passive participle. All base letters that follow this verb form will also lack the passive voice for the past, present, and the passive participle. Type F. حَسِبَ يَحْسِبُ حَسْبًا وَحِسَابًا فَهُوَ حَاسِبْ. حُسِبَ يُحْسَبُ حَسْبًا وَحِسَابًا فَهُوَ مَحْسُوبٌ الْأَمْرُ مِنْهُ احْسِبْ وَالنَّهْيُ عَنْهُ لَا تَحْسِبْ الظَّرْفُ مِنْهُ مَحْسِبٌ وَالْآلَةُ مِنْهُ مِحْسَبٌ أَفْعَلُ التَّفْضِيلِ مِنْهُ أَحْسَبُ وَالْمُؤَنَّثُ مِنْهُ حُسْبًا. Again, as a reminder, each of these individual types should be conjugated throughout all of the forms presented throughout the text. An example of this is illustrated for the verb daraba yadribu in the appendices.